Welcome back. I'm sweating like a mule who's not had any water for 3 weeks. Honestly, I'm absolutely drenched with sweat. I'm up at the old Snenton Old Hall. Tonight is the International Food Festival, and people have actually started to get into the food, so I'm quite jealous of that. I've just had a gentleman walk up to me and said, Marsha says I should talk to you, and I'm a bit concerned about that, really. Your name's Baz, but what do you do, Baz?
I'm a baker. I'm just in the process of setting up a small micro bakery in the other side of town, basically.
Right, hang on a minute. It's not every day that a bloke walks up to you and says, I'm a baker and I've set up a micro bakery. Give us a bit of a clue as to where that all came from.
It's just about taking control. We don't have any bakeries, really, as such, in Nottingham. We've got Adkins Bakery, we've got Hunt's. They do all the bigger stuff. And, of course, you've got, you know, the large companies. But I want to get things back to grassroots level, using local produce, traditional methods, and just producing decent quality food again, because there's so much rubbish goes into these things. We just need to have decent bread again.
What got you to that? What drove you to go, I need to do this?
I've been made redundant twice this year. I've been a baker since I was 21. I'm 52 now. And there is no jobs. So I need to do something about this. And I'm sick of working for people that think they know what they're talking about when I know best.
Not bitter, then? Jaded, maybe.
Maybe a bit jaded. It's just, you see, you try and suggest to people, you could do this, it will work. And they go, no, because they don't see the money in it.
Okay, so let me ask you another question. You're making quality products. Mm-hmm. You're a little micro bakery. Everybody loves what you're doing.
Yep.
How do you sell that kind of passion into somebody else who's in a similar position to you, who's just been made redundant a couple of times, is frustrated, is annoyed? This is the first time they've actually come out and socialised in the longest time. How do they do what you do? What's the secret part?
I don't know.
What drives you to get up every day?
I like making bread.
You always made bread? Was it a family thing or what? Where's that come from?
No, I trained as a chef originally and ended up in the bakery trade purely by accident. I kind of enjoyed it. Spent a lot of time doing confectionery, pastries, stuff like that, as well as the bread side of it. It's just recently I've had a bit more time on my hands and I've got into developing sourdoughs and taking that side of it, and I thought, ooh, this is quite interesting.
So, okay, so you do something that you love. There's a money angle there too. It'd be nice to sell a bit of product.
Yep.
How do you deal with being independent, sort of small, and do you ever worry about getting too big and becoming like the rest of them? I mean, like, what are you doing this for? Just to make enough? Or
I would like to make it bigger. I would like to employ people. I would like to pass my skills on to people. It's a dying art. There's just not enough people in the bakery trade anymore because there is no jobs there. So it would be nice to actually encourage people to come back into it.
Why do you believe there's no jobs out there? What's the reason for that? You personally, as an opinion.
I think a lot of the bakeries in Nottingham that I've seen go over the years, they have gone too big. They've gone, we can do mass wholesale. And it's never quite worked for whatever reason. I don't know. They've just expanded too much. I've seen it happen so many times.
So my last question would be, why Baz the Baker? Why not something like, you know...
Years and years ago, when I used to go out and do a lot of partying, that was my nickname on the party scene, Baz the Baker. I used to, you know, there was a few Bazes about and people would go, oh, go look for Baz the Baker. So I just brought it back again as a nickname.
So I'm your average person on the street. I want to try some artisan bread. How do I get in touch with Baz the Baker?
At the moment, Facebook is the best place to find me, under the name of Bake Off and Pie.
Bake Off and Pie?
Yes.
Nice.
Some people get it, some people don't. But yeah, find me on that, and then just message me on that. I will make bread fresh to order and deliver it as well.
In Snenton or beyond?
Snenton's about my furthest reach. I'm sort of in Basford at the moment. So I'm looking to relocate into Sherwood. I'm in consultation with somebody about premises over in Sherwood at the moment. So we will be properly up and running, hopefully, by second week in August.
So I can order fresh bread, get it delivered the same day?
Yep.
That sounds awesome. Yep. Thank you, Baz.
No worries.
Appreciate it. Thanks a lot.
Yeah, nice one.